and I think you pretty much in pool play, as exciting as that was, you know, came out, you started the week, you know, the tough 30-point loss. You knew that Maryville Christian was going to be tough coming back. You know, they were in the championship last year, but you guys put some things together, only a 10-point win over Ramsey, but you can see where you're starting, the young guys are starting to click in, and tonight, coming against a good team where a lot of guys back from Mount Olive, they lost a lot, but a lot back that have varsity experience, and being able to outlast them and come up with the big plays at the end, how key was that for you guys?
Yeah.
And kind of figuring out where you are early with your identity.
Yeah, absolutely. We're obviously really young, so I think you saw it tonight. Like, each game, our young guys continue, you know, to kind of grow into varsity basketball players. And I told them that before the game. I said, you know, you freshmen, sophomores, you don't have the luxury of getting a year or two of JV under your belt. Like, you're thrown into the fire, and you know, we knew that coming in, that we're going to make some mistakes. We're going to kind of learn on the fly. It looked pretty bleak there for a minute. You know, our young guys, we got a little scared throwing it away, but we really stepped up down the clutch. And you know, I think you saw have these last couple games, a lot of them really grow. Maryville Christian's really good team, well coached, and they kind of put it to us a little bit, showed us kind of like what it is to play varsity basketball. But I couldn't be prouder of our team. Like, I told him before the game, like, you know, we're playing to play in the third and fourth place game. So, you know, anytime you can place in a tournament high like that is really, you know, really good. So really happy with our effort, really happy with our toughness. And we know we're just going to continue to get better.
Of course, you're heading in tonight, and you know that Hudson Moore's out. You know, he's got the boot on. And so you're looking at, you know, he was, you know, one of your scorers early on. So you don't have him. You're kind of looking who's going to step up. Eli Heaston comes in. He's a guy that's, you know, he's clutched down the stretch there. Obviously, you know, Weston's going to get his points, but, you know, you have the other guys that you can tell they're kind of starting to gain that confidence a little bit, you know, with Aiden, with Brock and those guys. But then Eli really stepped up, and especially at the end there, showed what he could do for you guys.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Weston's an outstanding scorer, and, you know, he's going to be our leading scorer on most nights. But Hudson really gives us that senior calmness and just kind of, he's so athletic that defensively he does a lot of good things for us. Offensively, you know, he's somebody we look to really penetrate and be a play creator for us. And Aiden Hoover, he's just still learning, you know. Like, you see flashes at times, but then, you know, you see, like, he's a freshman at times. So, you know, I was a little nervous going in tonight without Hudson, but, you know, we had some guys step up. We pretty much played five guys for most of the game. And then another freshman came off the bench and stepped up, pretty much played the whole fourth quarter. And we come back from, I don't know, down eight or whatever it was in the fourth quarter with two freshmen, two sophomores, and a junior on the floor. Like, you know, they just showed their toughness tonight, and really that's what won us the game.
Of course, you know, I heard you tell the guys you're going to stay and watch a quarter of this. Got Mulberry Grove and SCB coming up. Of course, SCB is 1-1. Mulberry Grove is 0-2. And so you've kind of seen what the other pool has, too. Obviously, Father McGivney, they kind of ran away with it early and got their way there. But looking at those teams, seeing how you guys have progressed, got to feel pretty good regardless of who your opponent's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we feel good. Well, if, you know, if SCB wins, it'll be a conference opponent, and they'll be really well coached, veteran team, so we'll have to prepare for that. Obviously, with the weather, it's kind of up in there what's going to happen. But we'll be prepared for whatever, and, you know, we're riding a really exciting win, so that should give us some confidence going in tomorrow, and we'll see how things go. And, you know, we'll play tough and play together whoever the opponent is.